It's Apollo Control Houston. We're at 139 hours, 58 minutes now into the flight. Our display here in Mission Control shows that the concentric sequence initiate burn.
Roger, Dick. Are you going to use the 0-degree pitch or 22-degree pitch down for this pass?
Concentric sequence initiate burn is scheduled for 143 hours, 1 minute, 50 seconds, with a delta V of 49.2 feet per second. This burn, done at Apolloon following liftoff, has the effect of raising the Paraloon a half a revolution later. We would look at numbers at that time for Intrepid of 46.8. by 43.6, some 15 nautical miles below the Yankee Clipper. We're 2 hours, 4 minutes, 18 seconds away from time of ignition, and this is Apollo Control Houston.
Oh, Yankee Clipper Intrepid on VHF. How do you read?
Yankee Clipper Houston, go.
Roger, Houston, I don't like those marks at all. That sun angle is pretty high. That whole area is washed out. And the best that I can tell you is I think I was on the surveyor crater. But I can't be sure of that.
Roger, Dick.
Houston Intrepid, we had a visual on him, although I couldn't talk to him on VHF.
Intrepid Houston, roger. Clipper, this is Houston. Did you read Intrepid on VHF? Roger, are you sure it wasn't S-band? Because, you know, we're in the relay mode. Roger, Dick. We've copied your data. Clipper Houston, we'll give that data a good evaluation before we do anything with it.
P-22 reference there is the orbital navigation program for the command module Yankee Clipper. We're at 140 hours and 9 minutes now into the flight, and 1 hour and 55 minutes away from time of ignition for Intrepid.
Intrepid Houston, go.
Got sort of an interesting thing going on in the gas right now. I didn't notice earlier, but it may just be because the lights are brighter now. I'm getting an all-age flash on both the address and the information registers at about one-fifth a millionth of the normal numbers. And and it's pulsing every second.
Roger, Al.
If I turned down the illumination level just a little bit, not noticeable.
That was Al Bean describing some illumination on his AGS display, the aboard guidance system display aboard Intrepid.
Houston, Intrepid, you ready for my RCS hot fire?
Intrepid Houston, roger, fire away.
Okay.
Intrepid Houston.
Go.
Roger, Al. Fredo is here. He and I have both seen that phenomena on your DETA during testing of most all the spacecrafts up at Bethpage, and it's probably an EMI.
That's what we've been talking about, but we thought we'd just touch in on it.
Roger, I think TRW has got a workup on this problem.
Okay. Eagle Houston with roll pitch yaw.
Roger, Pete. Intrepid Houston.
Don't panic. We just flew over our erectable and we're up on our steerable.
Roger. I was just going to tell you, Pete, we lost some of the data on that fire jack.
Okay, you want me to give it to you again?
Stand by. I'll tell you what we need.
I never gave you yaw anyhow.
Pete, can you just start over from the beginning?
Okay.
Apparently from that last report, the erectable S-band antenna outside was felled by that RCS test. We're at 140 hours, 14 minutes.
Sound right.
Intrepid Houston, I've got a K-factor update for you when you're ready.
Okay.
Roger, R1 is 00140. R2 is all zips. R3 is 00033.
Okay, 00140, all zips. 3633.
Roger.
Okay, have the hot fire left.
Intrepid Houston, that went kind of fast. Give us a chance to take a look at our tapes.
Okay.
Intrepid, Houston, the passive seismometer just verified that you did do your hot fire.
Very good. Seismometer, say my hot fire go.
It's Apollo Control, Houston. Jerry Carr reported recordings of the on the passive seismometer verifying the hot fire of the RCS. This data was received in our experiment staff support room.
Do you have a disky?
I understand how it goes.
Clipper Houston, Roger, go ahead. Intrepid Houston, I have a LEM ascent pad and a CSI pad.
Okay, just a second. Are you ready for my rest of my hot fire?
Roger, we're ready. Go ahead. Brake Clipper, you can go ahead and torque.
Okay, yes, thank you.
Okay, I gave you an extra pitch-up fire because we were photographing the effects on the ground. It's quite spectacular.
Roger, Pete.
And we're ready to copy the launch pad.
Roger, LEM ascent pad follows. TIG 142-03-4700. Down 76. 55350. 00370. Plus 0002. Data 47 is plus 37364. Plus 05607 plus 58642 plus 569055. Data 465 is plus 00370. Data 546 is NA. Ignition 1 rev late is 144209. LEM weight 10789. CSM weight 3539-0. Over.
Roger, copy 142-03-4700. 55350. 00370. Plus 0002. Plus 37364. Plus 05607. Plus 58642. Plus 56955. Plus 00370. NA 144-02-0900. 10789-35390.
That's affirmative, Al. P-32 CSI pad follows. Noun 11. 143-01-5060. Noun 37. 14438. All zips. Noun 81. 0492. All zips. Data 373 is 01818. 275 is 02780. Ags Delta V's plus 0492. All zips plus 0010. Over.
Roger, 143-01-5060. 144-38, all zeros. 0492, all zeros. 01818. 02780. Plus 0492. All zeros. Plus 0010.
Well, affirmative, Al.
Okay, Houston, I'm standing by for your data link of the LTC gyro compensation.
Roger, Pete. Roger, Clipper. Yankee Clipper, Houston, over.
Go ahead.
Roger, Dick, you can terminate your battery Bravo charge now. And we'd like to have you put your O2 tank 1 heaters and your hydrogen tank 2 heaters back to auto. And dump your wastewater to between... Yankee Clipper, Houston.
And I got the H2 and O2 heaters and dumped the water to 5-10%.
Okay, that's it, Dick. Thank you.
And I'll do a purge and it's...
Roger.
I'll do a purge on the oxygen and the hydrogen fuel.
It's Apollo Control Houston. We're about 5 minutes away now from loss of signal with the Yankee Clipper. Next time around, that Yankee Clipper will be on its 30th revolution, and Intrepid will lift off on this the 30th revolution. We're at 140 hours, 26 minutes down to the flight of Apollo 12. And the ascent maneuver pad data passed up to Intrepid, which Al Bean copied. A liftoff time was given of 142 hours, 3 minutes, 47 seconds.
Go ahead.
Pete, we'll be sending your gyro compensation uplink to you after you've done your second P-57.
Okay, must be a mistake in the checklist.
Yeah, that's right. It's not. It's poorly placed in the checklist.
Okay. How's hot fire luck all the way around? Everything okay?
Pad data shows a horizontal velocity for Intrepid of 5,535 feet per second. We're at 140 hours, 28 minutes now into the flight.
For you too, Houston. What did Yankee Clipper's orbit finally decay down to? How well did you hit 60?
Roger, Pete, it's 61.9 by 58.4 at CDH.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And we're targeted for zero CDH here with this thing, right?
That's affirmative.
Okay.
CDH standing for constant delta height. It's the second maneuver in the rendezvous sequence. Given a normal or nominal situation, it could very well turn out to be zero. It's designed to fine-tune the orbit with the numbers we're looking at, may very well turn out not to be necessary.
Yankee Clipper Houston, we're about 35 seconds from LOS. You're looking good, and we're looking for an AOS of 141.17.
Okay, Jerry, thank you.
We've had loss of signal with the Yankee Clipper. We're at 140 hours, 32 minutes now into the flight.
Intrepid Houston, 90 read.
Last clear.
Roger, read you the same.